Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Hello and welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, your weekly pod to help you earn, save and make more money. My name is Michelle Baltazar. I'm the editor-in-chief here at Money Magazine. Thank you for joining us on this bonus podcast on the Bitcoin price surging past $100,000, and we want to explain why this is such a big deal. Joining me is Money Managing Editor Vanessa Walker to talk about this news and our July cover story, Crypto Breaks Through. Is it time to invest? Vanessa, what a big moment for crypto investors.
Michelle, it's huge. The price of Bitcoin has more than doubled from around US $42,000 in early January of this year to $100,000 today.
For our listeners who are new to Bitcoin, let's start with defining a couple of important terms. Now, Bitcoin is a type of cryptocurrency. So what is a cryptocurrency?
Look, essentially, a cryptocurrency is a digital currency, and it allows people to make payments directly to each other online. Now, look, ultimately, though, because they have no legislated or intrinsic value, listeners have got to understand that the RBA states that cryptocurrencies are only worth what people are willing to pay for them. They don't have inherent value.
So it's not like a gold coin being $2. It will always be $2. It can fluctuate in value pretty much.
It's got relative value.
Now, according to research, this industry has exploded and there are more than 10,000 crypto assets, including those that are infrequently traded and also tiny types of crypto assets. But there is one big one called Bitcoin, which we've been talking about. Why is there so much focus on this particular cryptocurrency?
Look, largely it's name recognition, but also Bitcoin has the largest market cap of any cryptocurrency. We're talking more than $2 trillion, at least in the middle of this year. Now, to give some context to that figure, it's three times larger than the second largest crypto by market cap, which is Ethereum, which has $680 billion. And Bitcoin is a whopping 84 times larger than the 10th largest currency by market cap, which is Cardano. So in general, Bitcoin accounts for roughly 70% of all of cryptocurrency's market value. It's massive.
So it's pretty much the dominant cryptocurrency, if you like. How do mom and dad investors invest in this asset?
ETFs. I think ETFs is the answer to any investment question these days. There's a spot Bitcoin ETF that was released around earlier this year. That's the way to get into it. That's the way to invest.
So now we've talked about how to invest. Now let's talk about the risks. So what are the risks for those who are new to this concept of investing in digital currency?
What you really need to know is, unlike legal tender at the moment, notes and coins, which if you lose them, you might be able to refine them. They're a physical entity. Bitcoin is wholly digital. You lose it, you can't get it back. There's no clawback. You can't ask the bank to refund you. Nothing. You are in a pickle if you lose it. You've got to think also about investment scams. When it comes to investment scams, you have to go back to the basic premise. There's no such thing as easy, fast returns, particularly on crypto. If someone is promising you returns of 50%, 100%, 200%, it's simply not real. You might have read about some crypto bro earning that, but that will be a farce. Just to reiterate, there are no way to claw back any mistake you make with crypto. It's not held anywhere. It's simply traded between people. It's very different to a bank transfer because if you can call up your bank to try to reverse a transfer that you've done incorrectly. There are put systems in place to prevent those kind of things, 24-hour locks, etc. Crypto is an entirely different thing. You can't get it back.
And I believe that in terms of crypto scams, $171 million has been lost to crypto scams last year. Thank you, Vanessa, for all that information. So if you want to know more, check out our July cover story, Crypto Breakthrough, available online through magshop.com.au, or you can also read our online article on why crypto is surging on moneymag.com.au. We'll put down the links in our show notes. Thanks for listening to this bonus podcast. I'm Michelle Baltazar. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.